Welcome to the 2014 ButtonSports.com Pac-12 football preview. Last year it was the Stanford Cardinal winning the league and going to the Rose Bowl. They came up short against Michigan State in a fantastic game, but they were able to beat Oregon. Last year our preseason prediction was Oregon, and they fell short. They lost actually a couple of times last year. They lost to Stanford. They also lost to Arizona. But they bring back Marcus Mariota, and I think that's where we look first as we explore the Pac-12. I'll bring in the college football professor now for his thoughts on this league. Professor, you look at it from top to bottom, that North Division still remains the one, the premier division out west.
Yeah, I think the Pac-12 will be filled with intrigue this year. Jacob, I guess the first question we would ask is, what will be the impact of Chris Peterson as the new head coach of the Huskies?
Yeah.
Or maybe which quarterback? They got some outstanding quarterbacks in the Pac-12 this year at Oregon and UCLA and Oregon State. And as you have just said, Oregon and Stanford will battle for the North, while UCLA, Arizona State, and USC will be hoping to win the South. And then anything can happen in the league championship game.
Yeah, and you talk about new coaches. I think Steve Sarkisian at USC. Of course, the power USC has always been, but with the sanctions in the last few years, they're not going to be up to par. But they could win the division. But I look at UCLA, and I look at, of course, Brett Hundley and the whole attack there for the Bruins. And I really have a lot of respect for Jim Mora and the job he has done there. Who do you see winning that Southern Division?
Well, when I think about the Southern Division, I think of those three teams, UCLA, Arizona State, and USC. And I guess you're right that UCLA is probably the leader in the clubhouse. But the one thing I'd say, Jacob, is while, you know, Arizona State lost a lot with two returning starters on defense, that's not very much. It would seem like they're doomed for a real fall off this year. But they're going to have a lot of firepower on offense with quarterback Taylor Kelly. And he's another star quarterback in that league. And on offense, not only will they have Kelly, but they have a running back by the name of DJ Foster and a wide receiver, Jalen Strong, and a strong offensive line led by Jamel Douglas. But their schedule, now, their non-conference, they play Wisconsin. Then they play Notre Dame and Arlington, Texas. And then their conference, they have USC at home, but here's maybe the trouble. They have UCLA and Stanford on the road. And I think because of that schedule, I'm going to have to lean toward UCLA winning that South Division.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I am actually picking UCLA to win that division as well. The question then becomes, can the Bruins win the championship and get on to the college football playoff, perhaps, or a national bowl game if that doesn't work out? I think their biggest hurdle will obviously be against the foes to the north. And you look at Oregon and Stanford, and once again, it's between those two. Yes, I know Mike Leach recently got a $500,000 pay raise. I still don't think Washington State is going to be competing. But I agree with you about Chris Peterson. I think he'll have Washington there before long. But right now, it's Oregon and Stanford. And you look at these two teams, both 11 wins last year. Stanford, of course, lost to Michigan State in the bowl game. Oregon kind of faded down the stretch. But I guess Oregon's gotten to the point now where a two-loss year is a bad year.
Yes, Oregon, you know, they not only have a great quarterback, but they are very potent in there with running back Byron Marshall and Thomas Tyner. And you add to that an outstanding offensive line. And you look at all of that, and they can go a long way.
Well, let's look at the two schedules here for Oregon and Stanford. If one of them is going to get to the college football playoff, these are the roads they have to travel. Stanford opens up with their three non-conference games. UC Davis, USC, which that's not a non-conference game, and Army. And they have an off week before going on the road to Washington and then Notre Dame. That's a tough stretch right there before Washington State at home. Then they go at Arizona State, Oregon State for homecoming, and then the big game on November 1st at Oregon. And it's in Eugene this year, which tips the scale, I think, toward the Ducks. They finish up with Utah, California, and UCLA, the last two on the road. A very difficult road for Stanford. And I just look at that team this year, and I'm not sure They have all the firepower. I really like Ty Montgomery, wide receiver, Stanford, but I'm not sure they have all the firepower they've had in years past. If you look at Oregon, they have South Dakota State, Michigan State, and Wyoming. Now, that Michigan State game could be a tough game, but they have at Washington State on the road. Arizona at home, I don't think they'll lose to them two straight years. At UCLA, now that could be interesting. They have Washington for homecoming, California, and they have the game at home against Stanford. They finish up at Utah, and then an off week before Colorado and at Oregon State. If I'm looking at one of those teams to make a run nationally, I definitely think Oregon has the easy road.
Well, and you look at the fact that Oregon does not play USC this year. So that probably helps them because they'll be one of the better teams in that conference.
Right. They don't. They do play UCLA. They do play Washington and all the teams in the north, of course Stanford, but they do not play USC, and I think you're right. If I'm not mistaken, they don't play Arizona State either, and they just play Arizona. So, yeah, definitely a doable road if you're Oregon. So I think Oregon wins the Pac-12 North, UCLA wins the Pac-12 South. My Pac-12 champion prediction, I think the Oregon Ducks are going to get it done, and I know that's a bold prediction, but I think Oregon's going to do it once again.
Well, I would say this. The one factor that you have to keep in mind, if I'm standing on the sideline, I would want David Shaw standing next to me. And I think that will go a long way for the Cardinal because he's one of the better coaches. He seems to get his team to play at a level that most coaches are not able to get them to play. And then Arizona State, again, whether you like him or not, and a lot of people don't like him, Todd Graham is able to get his teams to play at a high level. That's interesting. And maybe with Jim Mora and other coaches that they have, the Pac-12 are now beginning to build stronger and stronger because of having stronger and stronger coaches.
Yeah, I think the level of coaching the Pac-12 has gone up. And you look at Rich Rodriguez now at Arizona, Todd Graham, as you mentioned, at Arizona State, and then, of course, we talked about Mark Helfrich, David Shaw, Chris Peterson, Steve Sarkisian now in the league. So, yeah, you've got a strong roster of coaches from top to bottom. Well, that's the BunSports.com Pac-12 preview for 2014. We'll see how the season plays out, and, of course, that championship game at the end of the year. Who will it be? We'll see.